If you had a field with some hay, and you cut the hay off the piece of land, and then some more hay grew back that same season, enough for you to cut it, what would you call this second cutting?
I don't know.
Okay. And wheat's tied up into
shocks.
Okay. And then the shocks.
No, it's tied in bundles.
Okay.
Some people do, but we didn't.
What did you
We shocked it.
Uh-huh.
And that's where the poles up and let it dry.
Uh-huh.
Stacked around those poles.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it was cured, they call it cured.
Mm-hmm.
Then they hold it to the barn. If you don't have a barn though, and you have a hay baler, they bale it into, and then they stack those bales up and cover them up. But Papa had a big loft over his, had a huge barn, and a big loft all over, and he just put loose hay, and then they just drop it down like I told you, Then he didn't
have
to have it baled. I've helped to rake shock hay.
And wheat, you'd call that shocks of wheat, too.
Mm-hmm. I think, at one time he raised wheat.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have a terrible time getting those things up. Well, back in the days that he was raising wheat, the wheat thresher would go through wheat when it was time to thresh it.
Uh-huh.
And he'd go to each farm, and the men would all help each other.
Uh-huh.
at wheat threshing time, and the women would come and they'd cook food and bring. And we would all have a big feast at noon.
Mm-hmm. How much wheat would you get to an acre?
I don't know. I was a youngster. I don't know. Oh, get back here. Let me get that off of you. Hmm? You had enough pulling today? Okay. Oh, I was kind of young then. I don't remember.
You say about 40.
I couldn't even guess. I don't know. Have no idea. I remember about the big threshing and the big dinners.
Mm-hmm.
And he raised sorghum, and the men would move the sorghum mill from farm to farm where they raised the sorghum.
Mm-hmm.
And they would. I've watched them make molasses. They boil it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever? You've read about it.
Yeah.
Well, we used to do it right over there.
How
I get a little paddle when it's about ready to eat.
Uh-huh.
And I'd dip in there and they'd say, "Get away from here! Quit dipping in that."
Uh-huh.
I'd sneak up and get some more.
I've watched them make molasses.
They didn't want you to dip in your paddle in the sorghum.